Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for sitting with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. A lot of stuff there will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Patricia Green. Patty Green is the professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College. She holds the president's distinguished chair in entrepreneurship and also the co-founder of the Diana Project. And a big announcement coming up on something that we're going to tell you about a little bit later on. So just keep that in the back of your mind. I can't tell you what it is. It's just something you're going to be very excited about. And we'll talk about that in another day. Patty, thanks again for staying with us. One of the things that you've been doing is helping leadership in regions understand that it's no longer the best. The developing economic development, I should say, is no longer, should not be done by this town's chamber and that town's chamber. It should be more the chambers working together to develop regional economic growth, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's like a giant puzzle, and how do you make all the pieces fit together to get a beautiful picture out of it? You know, that's really the kind of work that we're pushing, and not just with the chambers, but probably one of the biggest questions is who needs to be around the table. Mm-hmm. In order to make a real difference, who needs to be around the table, having that conversation and then stepping into action?
And who needs to leave their ego, check their ego at the door?
I'm shocked that you think people in these regions have egos.
Boy, let me tell you something. There are not too many people who aren't directly associated with chambers, who know more about chambers than I do. I've been a member of my own chamber since 1977, and I work closely with chambers all over the country and some around the world, and they're the leadership. They're a big part of the leadership, and it's really tough for these chambers to fight for their, because they're fighting for their members. They're fighting for their constituents, so to speak. They're business stakeholders who sometimes have these parochial attitudes, these xenophobic attitudes. But what they've got to realize is that a plant that comes in the town next over, you know, if that's where they choose to put the plant, it's going to benefit everybody in the region.
No, I agree. I mean, I think it's a much bigger picture about how it all goes. You know, and there are some chambers that do a wonderful job of working with their small business owners. Now, it's been a little while since I've worked with them, but I was always really partial to the Kansas City Chamber.
Yep.
I thought they did a terrific job of small business services. I was actually in Liverpool last week and sitting down with a couple of the chambers, as well as a number of other people in economic development and some of the universities, and talking about this more of a regional approach. But again, you know, who's around the table?
Mm-hmm.
It can't just actually be the business community.
Well,
if you're actually going to change your region to be more entrepreneurial, you've got to start way earlier than that.
Well, the thing is, Patty, is 40 years ago, my town could get we could get our plant, you could get your plant. You're the next town over. You get your plant, I get my plant. We fight it out, each fight it out for the two plants, right?
Right.
But today, there are not that many plants going in. There are not that many big employers moving around these days. And guess what? They're going to go like water where they want to go. They're going to go where they want to go. So if your neighbor has the best place for them to go, you're not going to get them to go to you. The best thing you could do is help your neighbor get that plant, because it will benefit you if they're your neighbor.
Well, no, it's true. There's no doubt about that. You know, we actually focus more on, instead of trying to recruiting or retaining the other big ones, it's grow your own.
Exactly. No, yeah,
that's
exactly
the big thing for us. It's really about not just starting, but actually growing and sustaining these companies, and working in job creation, because then that's also working on community development.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's building your society
but
for
you know, Patty,
the next generation.
But if you want to get the attention if you want to get the regional concept ingrained into these people, these leaders of these communities, you have to start with the industrial development, because that's what they got on their mind all the time. And then once you get that, you get their mind, they get their head around that idea, then you can say, okay, guys, you need to make sure you got the right digital infrastructure. Make sure you got you know, don't think about downtown, because the next great employer could be starting on a farm out in the 10 miles out of town. You know, they just chose to operate there. But, you know, look at the businesses these days, Patty, that choose to live in small town America, but they're global businesses maybe a small shop doing business around the world, but the people in town don't even know they're there.
But see, that's actually the point, is that it is about home and what's home and where you yeah. want to live and that kinds of things, and creating an overall environment where you can start it there, but you can also grow it there, because there is an educated workforce, and that's there right. is the infrastructure you're
the
talking about.
The infrastructure is a big deal.
All those kinds of things. And,
yeah.
you know, to me, that's, you know, if people are still starting from an industrial point of view for their economic planning, they're in big trouble.
Well, see, the big deal used to be you got to get an interstate. You got to be near an interstate for the trucks, right? Now the interstate is broadband.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Fiber optics.
Yep. The important what's important in infrastructure
yeah.
has drastically changed.
Yeah. And if your community is not well developed, folks, from a digital infrastructure standpoint, you are uncompetitive, and you got to get that fixed. And the interstate, that's another subject. Patty, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Dr. Patty Green after these messages. Talk some more with her. We always get smarter when Patty joins us. She's professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College. That's Babson, BABSON.EDU. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.